Philip Semple PLC Desert and Curious. Today's date is 11/10/2025. The patient is from Mr. Michael Bigby. Bigby spells B-I-G-B-I-E. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 01/10/1961. This is a 64-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Michael was recently seen on 11/04/2025 and had some labs drawn. Is here to follow up on the results of those labs. He stated since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 100/72. Pulse 83. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, undistended, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, he bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1, hypercholesterolemia, currently on atorvastatin with poor control. I will go ahead and DC atorvastatin as today is triglycerides is elevated at 237 versus 150. I will start gemfibrozole 600 milligrams 1 PO daily. Assessment number 2 is hyperglycemia. The numbers today is 132 versus 99. Not significantly elevated for medication intervention. He and I had a discussion of lifestyle changes. We talk about exercises and diet, and he says he understands and intends to comply, period. Next, assessment number 2 is elevated creatinine at 1.44, a difference of 0.09. Patient indicated that he fasted that day for the study and could represent dehydration as Next assessment. Hepatitis B antibody positive. Patient and I had a discussion about hepatitis and the severity and the seriousness of this infection. He indicated that he has never had a vaccination for hepatitis B in the past. And with this information, I will refer this patient to the GI for further evaluation and treatment if indicated, period. Next paragraph, CD4, absolute CD8 count are all lower. He is currently on antiviral therapy, namely Symtuza, S-Y-M-T-U-Z-A, and TVK. TVK spells T-I-V-I-C-A-Y. Patient will be referred to infectious disease. He, in the past, has been seen by the St. Hope Healthcare Conroe Infectious Disease Specialist and requests to go back to see those provider at that facility. So consult was completed for GI and infectious disease and sent to those facilities, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.